Our next item is conditional use number 1992, W. Ralph Brumbley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and this is a conditional use that was the subject of a public hearing a couple weeks ago, and I've cooperated with Mr. Burton as well as our counselor to come up with a recommendation for approval. I would like to read that into the record and see if I get a second, and that is, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1992 for W. Ralph Brumbley for a vendor, specifically a lunch truck, to sell food and beverages based on information that was contained in the record and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, this is a small use that will be located on property owned by the applicant. It will be temporary in nature and will primarily serve residents and visitors to the adjoining manufactured home park that Mr. Brumbley owns. Two, there is room for the use on the site, which also includes parking. There will also be room to pull off of Route 1 to access the food vendor. Three, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways. Four, the use is appropriate in this location, which is next to the manufactured home park, which also includes fishing areas and other activities, which are for the residents and guests. Five, this recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions. Those conditions being, A, the use shall be limited to a mobile or temporary food and beverage vendor. When not in continuous operation, it must be removed, when not in continuous operation, it must be removed from the site and must not become permanently located on the site. B, the use shall comply with all setback and parking requirements. C, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrances from Route 1. D, any trash containers associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. E, the hours of operation shall be from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. And I'll just note that Mr. Brumbley did proffer an opening hour, and we as the commission, if you gentlemen second and move this forward, I'd like to make the curfew hour of 9 p.m. for it to close. And lastly, the final site plan for this use shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. In addition to the parking and other requirements necessary for a final site plan, it shall also show the location of any picnic tables or tents that were proposed by the applicant.
Second.
We moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1992, W. Ralph Brumbley, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.